There is still some fighting in Baghdad between U.S. forces and Iraqi holdouts, but the largely one-sided battle for Baghdad appears to be nearly over. Yesterday, while some Iraqi Americans celebrated the apparent end to Saddam Hussein's regime, others said their feelings about the American conquest are mixed. They're happy to see Saddam Hussein go, but saddened that it took American force to do it. Nancy Solomon reports.
The moment that played on TVs around the world, the toppling of the statue of Saddam Hussein, also included a scene that caused many Iraqis pain. Minutes before, soldiers draped an American flag over the statue. Gita Askari, a 55-year-old teacher in Vienna, Virginia, says she will always remember where she was when she saw the Saddam statue fall. But still, it comes with mixed emotions.
This was not actually being toppled by the Iraqis. This was being toppled by American soldiers. And that was the part of me that felt a kind of sadness that it should have been done by his own people.
In El Cajon, east of San Diego, about 100 Iraqi women celebrated outside the offices of Kurdish Human Rights Watch. They threw candy at passers-by, waved both American and Iraqi flags, and danced to music. But for some, the fall of Baghdad is bittersweet. Wardia Yonan held up pictures of her sister and niece, who she says were killed in an American bombing in her village about 10 days ago.
Believe me, I'm happy for my country, but I'm not happy 100%. I'm happy 20 or 10. Without these pictures, maybe I will be happy.
In Dearborn, Michigan, Iraqi Americans who celebrated in the streets showed little sign of any mixed feelings. Ismail Al-Sari came to Michigan 8 years ago. He says his father spent time in jail after criticizing Saddam and died in 1994. Yesterday, he was only sorry his father didn't live to see the day Saddam was driven out of power.
4 o'clock, I listened to this news and I cried. My father died and now listen, Saddam Hussein, he go from Iraq.
Reaction to the fall of Baghdad was much quieter in northern New Jersey, where some 300,000 Arab Americans live. There was no outpouring of support for the war in the streets yesterday. Nasser al-Mukhtar is an architect who immigrated here in 1990. He lost contact with his mother and brother in Baghdad on March 25th and has spent the war glued to his television. Al-Mukhtar says he and his Iraqi-American friends didn't support the war, but they are now cautiously optimistic about the future. TV images of Iraqis celebrating in Baghdad, however, hasn't convinced him the violence and poverty will end.
They're welcoming the end of a brutal regime, and we're going to see if they will welcome the American tanks within the next 6 months to 2 years. They are just celebrating. They're not looking into what's going to happen to them tomorrow, probably.
Al-Mukhtar says he may plan a trip to Baghdad in the next few weeks so that he can find his family. But he says he'll return to live here, and he expects most Iraqi immigrants will do the same. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Paterson, New Jersey.